You're tuned to the most listened to sports talk show on this radio station.
Turnaround jump shot, a three is short. Artest the rebound. Oh! Artest with the putback scores at the buzzer. The Lakers have won in game five.
Back goes Hermida, and it's going to hit the wall and bounce off the wall and roll back to the infield. And in with a run of Vilas.
Very deep for the Cardinal, the first baseman. And here's a home run. Albert just kills it. This one's fair, and it's 3-0.
Tell me something good.
3-2 in the air to left field. There it goes. Missouri is going to the College World Series.
Holiday grounds it up the middle, a base hit.
There's a line drive caught by Billy Butler at first base.
A base hit to right field. That scores Schumacher. Here comes Rasmus. And the Cardinals lead 8-3. And Ludwig has his third hit of the day.
Artest, the rebound, puts it back in. And the Lakers have pulled a miracle in a signature postseason moment in Los Angeles.
The Closers on News Talk 1400 KFRU.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you like it, yeah.
Welcome to The Closers, brought to you by Bud Light on News Talk 1400 KFRU. Gorgeous blue skies, sunshine. Friday, a long weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and it seems like things could get fun. Things could get good. The Cards and Cubs open their series, their first series of the year today with the Cards picking up a win. The Royals started out their four-game series with the Red Sox at Fenway Park with a win. The Missouri softball team has a chance to make it back-to-back appearances at the Women's College World Series. I'm Jet Roberts with Spencer Cain.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us online at KFRU.com and here in Columbia, listening live. And what a weekend. Man, I am excited for this weekend.
It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a great weekend, especially if you're a sports fan from mid-Missouri. Joining us on The Closers, he does so every single week, generally on Thursday. Very, very busy man these days. And his name is Aaron Earlywine, the head coach of the Missouri softball team. Pretty big weekend for Coach Earlywine and his Missouri Tigers. Oregon coming into town this weekend for a super regional. Missouri hosting their first ever super regional. The Oregon Ducks, they made it out of their regional by way of knocking off Georgia Tech. And here they are in Columbia getting ready to take on our Tigers. Coach Earlywine, how you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. Are you familiar with a term, tremendous stubble?
Yes, I am. I found out yesterday from my team. You know, they don't miss a thing on the internet, so they had to show it to me, and I don't know what to think about that kind of stuff. It was pretty entertaining, to say the least.
We've seen you up close and personal, Coach. We've talked with you, you know, pretty much every week over the course of the season, and you can't really hear it on the radio, but we kind of get the sense that you have tremendous stubble all the time.
I don't concern myself too much with shaving. Let's just put it like that. I'm fortunate to be in a job where I don't have to mess with that too much and suit and ties and all that. So, you know, sometimes on game day, I don't even know I have a face, much less hair on it. So, but I guess somebody else is noticing. So whatever floats their boat.
Yeah. For those that are wondering what the tremendous stubble movement is all about, basically, Coach, there has been some public backlash and there has been a lot of pressure from those in the media wanting to know when you're getting your own Twitter account.
I don't have my own Twitter account. I wouldn't know the first thing about signing up, or I don't even know how that works. But I guess if somebody that's computer savvy could help me out with it, I'd be in.
Well, I guess the first thing you would have to do is be to actually say the words, I'm Coach Aaron Earlywine, and I have tremendous stubble.
Is that something that is... that these people want me to do? Is that part of this deal?
There seems to be a lot of pressure for you just to say the words.
Okay, well, I am Aaron Earlywine, and I have tremendous stubble.
We're keeping that forever. And every time you come on the show, that will air. Congratulations, Coach. You've just made your facial hair more famous than you will ever be. And it's hard to say that because you can win a million College World Series, Coach, but the tremendous stubble may just be more famous than you now.
Hey, I'm glad I could help.
Now, Now, Coach, you got a big weekend. Oregon coming into town, and you know, we were talking about it all week, but basically going wall to wall with it all week. And it's an interesting matchup. It couldn't play out any better for you. I mean, you're at home. You're playing against a team that isn't even seeded in the tournament. They're ranked at the bottom of the top 25, still a very good team from a great softball conference. But it's kind of interesting how it mirrors the situation that you had last year going to UCLA in a super regional.
Yeah, you know, this time of year, as you guys know, you can throw a lot of the rankings and stuff out the window. For instance, us last year headed to UCLA and knocked them off at their place, and they were the number 2 overall seed. And then last night you see Oklahoma knocking off the number 3 seed Washington at Washington, and Tennessee knocks off Michigan at Michigan, and Michigan's the number 2 overall seed. So, you know, it really is about who's playing good softball, who has the hottest team at that current time. And we feel like we're playing good softball, but, you know, having said that, Oregon just went down to Georgia Tech, who was a highly acclaimed team, and I think a team that everybody picked to go to the College World Series. And Oregon beat them twice at Georgia Tech, and they beat them soundly in one of the games. So, Oregon's a very, very good opponent for us. The thing that you mentioned that I would totally agree with is we're so excited to be at home. Last weekend, the regional tournament turnout was awesome. We were so appreciative of the fans coming out in the numbers that they came out, and we anticipate it being more of the same this weekend. So that is one distinct advantage that we feel like we have. But in terms of Oregon, and them being an underdog or us being the higher seed, you can throw that stuff out the window. All these teams are good right now.
The Ducks, this is their first super regional trip in almost 21 years it's been since they were this far along. They went 12-15 against NCAA tournament teams. Some solid wins, though. I mean, Pac-10, we know how strong that is, but they beat Arizona, Washington, Cal, Arizona State this year. This is a battle-tested team, and they're playing very well right now.
Yeah, and a team like that's not going to be intimidated at all by playing a school that's higher seeded than them. I mean, every weekend they're playing Arizona, UCLA, Washington, Arizona State. So they will be very, very in control of their emotions. I think they'll also be an extremely confident team because they're playing good softball now when it matters. And they're coming off some big wins down at Georgia Tech, like I mentioned. So it's our job to take some of the wind out of their sails early and try to jump out to a lead and show them that, you know, that we're for real and that this is a little bit tougher venue to play in.
Coach, what percentage of you is actually wanted to get a shot at Georgia Tech?
Well, there's a part of me that wanted it, and there was a part of me that didn't want it. And I think the part of me that didn't want it was just based on the fact that I left Georgia Tech to come here, and I left a program that was in pretty good shape. And, you know, I don't know how many people were overjoyed by me leaving. And you know, you like to avoid those confrontations every chance you get. And I didn't want to have to be faced with any, you know, any of those situations or any of those conversations if I didn't have to be. But on the other side, you know, I thought it would be neat to go down there and take the team that I'm now coaching and play against some of the players that I used to coach and see how that matchup went. But really, in all honesty, I didn't care who we played. I'm glad we're here. I can't tell you guys how good it is to be home because we travel so much. You know, no other sport travels as much as we do, other than men's baseball. We play more games than any other sport. We travel more than any other sport. And by this time of the year, it is such a blessing to be able to stay at home and have all of the amenities that you get to enjoy by being in your own bed and eating your own food and that kind of stuff. So we're happy to be at home, and we're looking forward to the matchup.
Well, and you're looking forward to home crowds, great crowds all weekend long in the regional tournament. I'm sure you're expecting, with the weather like it is, great crowds here at your field cheering on the Tigers. They're asking everybody to wear gold. It's going to be a lot of fun over there this weekend.
Yeah, wear gold. I think that's the big thing that Mike Alden is pushing, and I think it would be neat to see everybody come out in as much gold as they had. And, you know, I'm not concerned that we'll fill the stadium. My concern would be that, you know, there will be people that will come that may have to get turned away because last weekend it was full and we didn't do any advertising. I shouldn't say any. We didn't do much advertising. And this weekend there's been a lot of advertising and a lot of media coverage about it. So I would be more concerned if I was interested in watching these games that I got there early enough just to make sure I could get a seat.
Yeah. Coach Aaron Earlywine of the Missouri Softball Tigers joining us on the Closers. Coach, I've asked this question of Gary Pinkel. I've asked this of Mike Anderson, and I feel pretty confident and comfortable in asking it of you. Have you noticed in just in your day-to-day life and day-to-day routine at work, have you noticed the change from last season where you went to the Women's College World Series and there was a buzz there. There was a legitimate buzz there. But comparing that to how the season started this year and where you're at now, have you felt that Missouri softball's not only arrived but is going to be here for a long time and that your fan base has grown in leaps and bounds?
Yes, and I think incrementally it seems like each season that we've done a little bit better, more people get on board, and we've had more donors through our scholarship fund and a lot more people stepping in, you know, financially wanting to do things. And this week, there was a ton of our athletic department out at our field chipping in and cleaning our field up and putting new signage out there. And so, yeah, the more you win, the more people get on board, and that's the way it should be. You know, I don't expect people to come out and watch a loser. I really don't. And so the more we win, the more we then expect people to support us. And they've done just that. We couldn't be more pleased with our fans and all those who have supported us along the way. And we consider them definitely a part of our family.
So impressed with Kristen Nottleman this last weekend. She got all three wins, 14 strikeouts over those three games. And she seemed to have a lot of poise out there in the circle.
Yeah, she's pitching the best that she's pitched all season, you know, and actually she's pitching the best she's pitched in her 2 years here at Mizzou, and it's been a snowball effect for Kristen. I think she started off this year very unconfident, lacked courage, and just wasn't putting up great numbers. And then when Chelsea went down, she was put into the starter position, the number one role, and I think for a time those lights were a little bit too bright for her. That stage was a little bit too big for her at the beginning. But a couple of weeks after that, she had some good innings and some good games, and incrementally she started to gain confidence. And right now you're seeing the best Kristen Nottleman that we've seen since we've had her.
Now, Coach, there's a gentleman that runs around the office here. It's actually our newsman, David Gaines' father. He used to coach you back when you were a player, and he says that you and the Oregon Ducks head coach have a bit of a history.
We do. We played together and against each other quite a bit. His name is Michael White. And Michael White's one of the most decorated men's fast pitch pitchers to ever pitch softball. And we played together on the men's USA team for several years, and we played together on a club team called the Decatur Pride. Won a world championship together, won a national championship together, won a gold medal together. So we have a history for sure, and I have a lot of respect for his ability as a pitcher and for what he's done with that Oregon program has just been astonishing, the way he's turned them around in 1 year. I mean, last year they didn't even make the regional tournament, and now here they are in a super regional and just knocked off a big team in Georgia Tech. So he's done a great job, and it's not a surprise because he's an intense competitor.
Now, when you're playing with a guy and playing against a guy through the ranks, basically, and playing at a very, very, very high level of softball, very competitive level, you're playing for championships with this guy, are your styles similar because of your experiences being similar?
Well, you play with a lot of guys. And you still have different personalities and different makeup, but ironically, Michael and I have a very similar makeup. We're very, very intense and very competitive between the lines. I think that's one thing that we do mirror each other in. And that, you know, there's some guys you play with that are laid back. They don't care if school keeps or not. God gives them a lot of ability, and they're able to perform without, you know, having that intense passionate drive. But I can assure you that me and Mike were not like that. You know, neither one of us are guys that have great physical stature or God-given abilities. We were both people that pitched with a lot, or played with a lot of heart and played smart. And so we do mirror each other in that way. But that's not to say that all the guys that you play with are like that.
Now, will you get any time, personal time with them, or is it strictly business this weekend?
Well, you know, as much history as we have together, we're both very busy trying to prepare for the weekend. And having said that, I mean, I'm not afraid to say that right now I'm no friend at all to him. I mean, to me, it's wartime, and it's time to beat him. And I don't really want to see him. I don't really want to talk to him. I just want to beat him. And when it's over with and we've won, then we can go back to being friends and chummy and all that. But right now, I'm into warrior mode.
What's your the mental makeup of your team? How has that been this week? I mean, after, you know, getting the two wins against Illinois to seal things up last weekend, what's the mood like?
They're giddy. That's the best way I can explain these girls right now. They're very energetic. They laugh a lot. They're excited. I think they know that it's going to be a really special weekend for them, and they're like a bunch of little kids before Christmas. You know, they just can't wait. So, I think that's a good thing. I'm glad that they're looking forward to it, and I'm glad they're in a good mood. You just hope that when they get to game time, they don't try to do too much, because sometimes that can be the case. You know, if you get too pumped up and too excited about something, you lose your head. So I just hope that they stay poised.
How are you going to pitch this weekend, and what will your lineup be?
Kristen Nodelman's going to get the ball, and she's going to get it until she proves to me that they're hitting her too hard, or she's not ready, or whatever it is. But she's going to be our starter. And, you know, if she doesn't pitch like she's capable of pitching, then you have a nice alternative in Jana Haney. And my lineup is pretty set from 1 to 5. You got Rhea Taylor leading off, Kat Lee batting second, J.J. Marston third, Ashley Fleming fourth, Nicole Hudson hitting fifth. The big question mark for us guys has been the bottom part of our lineup, and 6 through 9 has been almost a crapshoot for the last 15 or 20 games. I'm just trying to find the right combination of kids down there that give us some productive at-bats and can help us turn that lineup over a little bit quicker. And so really that's our biggest concern this weekend, is trying to find kids in the bottom of the order who are going to give us some help offensively. And if we can get that, we feel like we'll be a much better team.
Well, Coach, your team's playing at a really high level, and I know it sort of took a little while after Chelsea went down, and they're playing so well right now. And all I can tell you is we're really proud to have you guys playing this way in our town, and we can't wait to get out and see you this weekend.
Well, thanks. I'm proud of them, too. And, you know, you guys aren't the only ones that didn't know if they were going to be able to come through. I myself at times doubted whether or not we'd be able to sustain this type of a season and this type of a schedule without your ace pitcher. And I'm so happy that they proved us all wrong, and they played hard. And they put together a lot of wins here in the last 25 or 30 games. And you know, if we win two more, we're back in the College World Series. And I don't think there's anybody out there who can, with a straight face, say that they predicted us doing that, you know, without our ace pitcher. So we're having a lot of fun with that right now and playing with a lot of confidence and looking forward to the weekend.
I'm smiling ear to ear right now, Coach, and I wish you the best of luck this weekend. Let's get back to that Women's College World Series, and while we're doing it, let's do it in style, get it done in two games so we could party on Sunday night.
That sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, right, Coach. That's Aaron Earlywine joining us on the Closers.
So everybody wear gold.
Yep.
Everybody get out there early. 1:30 start on Saturday. Noon start on Sunday. Get there in plenty of time to get seats, because there's going to be a lot of people out there to get those general admission seats. So get there early, wear your gold, and cheer on the Tigers.
You're listening to the Closers, brought to you by Bud Light on News Talk 1400 KFRU. Both rocking tremendous stubble on this Friday. When we come back, we're going to talk some Redbirds baseball, some Royals baseball, so stick around.
Growing on you since 2007. The Closers on News Talk 1400 KFRU.